Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
G'day guys, welcome back to the Rugby League Guru Podcast. Going to do our preview for tonight's game between the Melbourne Storm and the Manly Seagulls. Coming to you from Brookvale Oval, we've all heard the big news that Cameron Munster has been ruled out of this one. So a big loss for the Melbourne Storm, but I'll be honest with you, I don't think it's as big a loss as what it probably should be. I think with the Melbourne Storm, they've just got so many good spine players that even when they lose one, they're not as good, but they become different. And all of a sudden, you put the keys to the car in the hands of Jerome Hughes. And whilst he's a different player to Cameron Munster, he probably doesn't have the same like huge highlights that you put on a reel as Cam Munster. He can be just so damaging. And with him controlling both sides of the ruck, I think it could be really dangerous for the Melbourne Storm. I spoke about earlier today, if you're not a Supercoach player, you wouldn't have listened to that podcast this morning, but I spoke about how I'm actually bringing Jerome Hughes into my classic side. I think he's going to have a big 2 weeks without Cam Munster, potentially 3 weeks if Cam Munster doesn't back up from Origin, which will be a five-day turnaround. He's obviously under a bit of an injury cloud at the moment, so I wouldn't be surprised if Munster doesn't play the next 3 games. And personally, I think Hughes could really turn it up. Now, the Manly Seagulls, they're obviously coming off a pretty tough loss in their last game against the North Queensland Cowboys. They lost that game in pretty crazy fucking circumstances. So it's a long time to be sitting on a game like that. The good thing for the Seagulls is they have had a lot of guys go into Origin camps, go into rep camps. You've got guys like Olakau'atu, Aloye, DCE, all these sort of guys that have left the Manly Seagulls camp and been in other spots. So personally, I like my teams to have that little freshen up during the year. They all come back and then they can refocus. It's sort of like you're starting a bit of a new leaf. And the Manly Seagulls, they need to have a big finish to the back end of this season. Yeah, it's going to be really important for them. Obviously, that loss to the Cowboys, that really hurt them on the ladder. They're currently sitting on 14 points. The Dragons are sitting in 8th spot on 16 points. So there's only one win separating them. But if the Manly Seagulls can manage to get a win in this game at home against the Melbourne Storm side, who is missing a few of their key guns in Cameron Munster, they've also got Ryan Pappenhausen returning, got Xavier Coates out, Remus Smith, etc., etc. Trent Leora is out of this side, so you've got Chris Lewis coming into this side. So it isn't the absolute best Melbourne Storm team that they could put out. So a big one for Manly. They'll be very disappointed with that loss to the Cowboys, which, you know, they led 10-0. They then led by, I think it was 14, with about 7 minutes to go, and they managed to shit the bed there and let the Cowboys come home and win that one. So I'm sure the Manly Seagulls will be up for this one. But for me, I'm looking at the Melbourne Storm. As I said, without Cameron Munster, they're not as good, but they're a little bit different, and sometimes different can be very scary. And personally, when different is Jerome Hughes steering the ship, I think he's the second best halfback in the NRL, and I think over the next few weeks, he's going to really relish the opportunity to take on DCE, and then next week, take on Nicho Hynes, two of the best halfbacks in the NRL. This week against DCE, he's obviously the Queensland halfback, one of the other rep sevens in this competition. I think Jerome Hughes will really be up for this one. I think he'll put put in a big performance. I'm hoping that Jerome Hughes does play both sides of the ruck. I'm assuming that he will. I don't think he'll just stay down his right corridor like he usually does. I think that Jerome Hughes will take this one personally, and he'll be trying to get at that right edge of the Manly Seagulls where DCE does defend. So I like Jerome Hughes in this one. I think Ryan Pappenhausen, him returning, I think he will have a big game. It seems like he is all ready to go. He's meant to return 2 weeks ago, I think it was, but then with COVID, that got pushed back. Then rep round happened, so Pappy's had 2 or 3 weeks on top of when they were going to play him to sort himself out. So I'm expecting Pappy to come back just about in full flight, realistically. I'm probably anticipating that he will goal kick tonight as well. I know a lot of Supercoach players are wondering that. I think the extra 2 or 3 weeks to sort himself out, I think he probably will goal kick tonight, realistically. It's been a bit of a blessing for the Melbourne Storm how they've been able to rest Ryan Pappenhausen during this period. They're obviously without him for a long time, but then to only miss him for one game and then to allow him to have a few more weeks off, I think they'll be much better for it, because he had a lot of niggling injuries and he's going to have a huge finish to the season, Ryan Pappenhausen. Still doing pretty well on the Dally M leaderboard as well. I believe he's still sitting on 15 points. I think the lead is only on about 21 or so. So 6 points is a lot, but with 8 weeks to go and Pappy goal kicking and fullback in probably the second best team in this competition, I'm sure that'll be a goal for Pappy to take home a Dally M medal this year. But between Pappenhausen and Hughes, I think they both put in a huge performance against the Manly Seagulls tonight, and I think they get it done there. I think the Melbourne Storm are a little bit short playing at Brookvale Oval. I think it is going to be tough, despite me thinking that they will win, and I probably think they go 13+. I'm a little bit surprised by the market. Manly at Brookvale, it's never an easy contest regardless of where they're coming on the ladder. So it is going to be an interesting one. I look over at the Manly Seagulls.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I'm not quite sure where their points are going to come from in this one. I would say out on the edges is probably where I'd be looking. The Melbourne Storm, I love this side, but as I said, they are missing guys like Remus Smith. They are missing guys like Xavier Coates. So out on the edges, you have guys like Dino Arima, Grant Anderson, guys that haven't played a stack of first grade and probably aren't at the level that the Melbourne Storm usually pick their outside backs at. So that's where I can see the Manly Seagulls sort of getting at them. Fucker Tom Trbojevic would come in handy tonight, but we know that he's not going to play for the rest of the season. So it is going to be up to DCE, Foz, Garrick, and then some of their X factors. Olakuatu on the right edge, I'm going to take him for an anytime try scorer. I do like him tonight. As I said, the spot where I'd be going to these Melbourne Storm teams is out on the edges, and I think you can catch them out there with Olakuatu. I mean, you can catch him out. You can catch any team out with Olakuatu. He's just so big and damaging. But that's the guy that I'll be going for. My anytime try scorers here, I've got Olakuatu, Ryan Pappenhausen, and Jerome Hughes coming in at $18.75. I'm not going to put any markets in there as far as who's going to actually win or margins or anything like that. But if I was going to, I would go Melbourne Storm, and I think they win this one probably 13+. Got a feeling they probably win this by about 18 or so. That's sort of my tip at the moment. Despite this game being super important to the Manly Seagulls, there is no doubt about that. I think this one's going to be really important to the Melbourne Storm as well. Obviously, we're coming through the Origin period. Great opportunity for Jerome Hughes to really stamp his mark on this game. Good opportunity for Ryan Pappenhausen as well. We've got game three. I'm sure that Pappy, he would consider himself a potential to jump into that side. Personally, I don't think he is, but a competitor like Pappy definitely would, and he'll be trying to put his best foot forward in this game. I mean, I think it's fair to say before his injury, is probably the form fullback of this competition. I don't think anyone would really push back on that. So I'm sure Pappy, he will return in a big way in this game. He also just helps them so much coming out of their own end. As much as he's not the biggest guy in this competition and he's you know, post-contact meters aren't fantastic, just having Pappy there, the way that he does return the ball, he doesn't, as I said, it's not the post-contact meters, but it's just the meters that he covers when he does return. Probably one of the fastest fullbacks in this competition. He makes a huge difference coming out of their own end and just floating around the middle. He can cut you to pieces at any given moment if just given a half opportunity. Harry Grant's obviously going to be at nine as well, so he'll be showing off his running game once again. It's probably where you've been able to catch the Manly middles out this year. I think they have been a little bit disappointing. Probably outside of Josh Aloye, I think they've all been reasonably disappointing this year. Marty Tapau, Jake Trbojevic, I think it'd be unfair to say he's been disappointing, but I would say that until that Origin game the other night where he killed it, he's definitely not having his greatest season for the Manly Seagulls we've seen. Sean Kepi as well, another one who's probably isn't reaching the heights that I probably thought he would this year. So with Brandon Smith at 13 as well, I think they're going to generate a lot of momentum. The other thing is, it's Brandon Smith's 100th game here, going to Brookvale Oval. There's a lot of reasons for the Melbourne Storm to be up for this one. You saw the boys on social media. If you haven't seen it, go and have a look at my Instagram story, doing the haka, celebrating Brandon Smith's 100th game during the week, and just the emotion coming out in those boys, including Jerome Hughes, who'll be very, very keen to get a W for his good mate Brandon Smith. And I think the Cheese, he's been reasonably quiet this year. I don't think there's any pushing back on that. I thought he had his best game of the year so far, probably, playing for the Kiwis on the weekend. And I think he's going to take that form into this one. I think he's really going to terrorise Manly through the middle. So I've got the Melbourne Storm winning this one. I think they go by about 18. I think they go 13 plus, but not like a 40-point blowout. My same game multi, Olukowatu for the Manly Seagulls, Ryan Papenhuyzen and Jerome Hughes as anytime try scorers. You multi those three up, you can get $18.75 in this one. Huge game for Manly. It's hard to say that this one is a must-win game, but I think that with their backs against the wall and where they are on the ladder and everything, I think Manly will come in with the mindset of this one being a must-win. But I still think the Melbourne Storm, they'll be up for this one. I think there's a lot of reasons why they will get it done, and I'm going to back them to beat the Manly Seagulls at Brookvale Oval later tonight.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.